As we look at last week's grain markets, we saw lots of export demand on the flash sale wire. I'm Danielle Drotzman with your farm news update. Yeah, last week, lots of export demand on both the corn and soybean side. And as we know, our grain markets really like to pay attention to that demand. And Ryan Wagner with Bolt Marketing says that's been a main focus.
Yeah, it's good to see, especially on the soybean side. Still got quite a bit of work to do to catch up with our soybean commitments to where the USDA is currently at for this marketing year. Obviously, all eyes are on China to see if they will follow through on some of the commitments that were made coming up on a month ago now in some of this negotiations with the trade deal.
And throughout the second half of last week, we did see quite a bit of pressure within our soybean market.
So we've got a couple of key technical support areas right here in this 1050 to 1060 area. So hoping to see that market hold and possibly we can bounce off of there. But yeah, going to need to see some more positive fundamental news on the soybean side to reverse this trend and to start to get a rally, you know, including now that we're getting into South American weather, which has not been friendly for our markets either.
And on the flip side, at the back half of last week, we saw some really good support within our corn market.
Yeah, corn. We can kind of just continue on the March contract here to chop in this 20-cent range that we've been in since the end of October, in between 435 and 455 approximately. Looking for a breakout one direction or the other, hopefully to the upside, of course. But, you know, on the corn side, it's kind of the exact opposite situation as we've seen in soybeans. You know, we've got on the demand anyway, we've got great demand, great export demand in corn. We continue to outpace what is needed to meet the USDA on the shipment side, and our commitments on the sales side continue to be robust. So lots of good, positive, fundamental news on the corn market.
And again, that's just a quick update on what was going on in the second half of the week with your grain market. With your farm news update, I'm Danielle Drotzman.